deceit, corruption. Politics in 2017? No. This is Shakespeare's Rome. This winter, the Royal Shakespeare Company presents Rome 2017, an extraordinary collection of plays that expose the decadence, politics, and corruption of ancient Rome. Experience Coriolanus, Julius Caesar, Antony and Cleopatra, and Titus Andronicus at the Barbican for a limited London season from November the 6th. To find out more or to book tickets, visit rsc.org.uk/London.
Now, imagine it's a Friday night, you're in the pub, and it's really noisy. Your friend, though, is telling a great story, for a change, and you really want to hear it. But how do you separate their voice from the general din and hubbub going on around you? Well, listen up, because this week scientists at Imperial College have sussed out the answer. There are, they say, feedback loops between the brain, where we become consciously aware of sounds, and the brain stem, where the sound signals first enter the nervous system from the ears. This enables us to tune the system to filter out the noises that we don't want to listen to. Katie Haler heard how it works from Tobias Reisenbach.
Processing of sound happens in a cascade, so starting from the ear, where the sound vibration are transduced into neuronal signals and then forward to the brain stem and to the cortex. However, there are so-called feedback loops that actually enable neuronal signals to go back from the cortex to the brainstem and even back to the inner ear. But it has been pretty much unknown to which degree these feedback loops contribute to solving that ability to focus on one particular voice or one particular sound and ignore other competing sounds that we are not interested in.
So as you're listening to this cacophony of sound, your brain is able to filter out the background noise in order for you to listen to me. But how do these focusing loops work?
What we did is that we recorded the activity of the brain stem because we wanted to see if that, through these feedback loops, helps to enhance or to focus on a particular voice and background noise. And we did that by placing sensors on the scalp of humans. Through these sensors, we can measure the activity of the brainstem, and we did that while people listened to audiobooks, and not just to one story by one speaker, but two speakers that told two different stories at the same time, one spoken by a male voice, one spoken by a female voice. And we then asked the participants to listen to the male speaker.
I wasn't really having the best day.
And sometimes to the female speaker.
Jane was walking through the woods.
We then monitored how the activity in the brainstem was changing depending on the selective attention.
The team were able to extract a brainstem response that corresponded to the pitch of the voice they were paying attention to. The pitch of the voice is a quality we can modulate when we're singing or talking. You can vary the pitch of your voice, for example, to be higher or to be lower. Once the brain has locked onto the pitch of, say, my friend in the pub, this acts as a filter. So this loop in the brain filters out any noise not corresponding to that pitch.
That pitch is a very powerful cue, and that can be a mechanism for filtering out background noise that does not have that pitch.
So what use does this new understanding about how the brain filters out background noise have outside the lab?
There's a quite significant number of people, maybe 1 in 10, that have hearing problems that don't have to do with damage to the ear itself, but that come from certain neuronal impairments. But it has been pretty much unclear what exactly these neuronal impairments are. And the main problem that these people have is to understand speech and noise. And so with our method now, we have potentially a diagnostic tool to see if these problems come from impairments to this feedback loop that involves the auditory brainstem.
Another application of this knowledge could be in the design of smart hearing aids.
We now have a mechanism by which we know that the human auditory system filters out background noise, and we can use that to inform future processing on a hearing aid that can use a similar idea to focus on one particular voice by basically filtering for that particular pitch. However, such a hearing aid now faces the problem that it has to decide which of two or three or even more speakers the user wants to listen to, right? So what pitch should it focus on? And what our research also shows that we can, within 1 second, decode very accurately to which of two competing speakers somebody can attend to. And so we are now working with a Danish hearing aid company in order to use that technology for putting these sensors directly on a hearing aid in order to measure brain responses from within the ear canal, and thereby integrate that technology into a smart hearing aid that can detect to what speaker does somebody want to attend to, and then use that filtering to filter out background noise.
Tobias Reisenbach, and that work was published in the journal eLife.
You know, there's a lot more like me.
Do you think so?
Psychopaths are convinced that there's nothing wrong with them, so these men are virtually impossible to study. Yet you have found a way in near-perfect laboratory conditions. That's what makes this so exciting and potentially so far-reaching.
How do we get ahead of crazy if we don't know how crazy thinks?
Mindhunter, a Netflix original series. Watch all episodes now.
Power, deceit, corruption. Politics in 2017? No. This is Shakespeare's Rome. This winter, the Royal Shakespeare Company presents Rome 2017, an extraordinary collection of plays that expose the decadence, politics, and corruption of ancient Rome. Experience Coriolanus, Julius Caesar, Antony and Cleopatra, and Titus Andronicus at the Barbican for a limited London season from November the 6th. To find out more or to book tickets, visit rsc.org.uk/London.